Hi, everyone, and welcome to Stars in the Rafters. This is Julie. It's the time of year where the school year is winding to a close, even though it looks a lot different. Kids trying to learn at home, parents trying to learn how to teach them, all the while trying to stay sane and not go stir crazy, and hopefully still have some fun and enjoy learning when they can. High school and college graduations have already been happening, though from a distance. We're all being pushed to grow and change in new ways. While it's hard to be stuck at home, perhaps staying in one place for a while can also offer us a different perspective. Maybe we can cultivate more of a sense of place where we live and connect with the people around us in a different way. So this episode goes out to all the kids, to the parents, to new things, to change, and to growing through hard times. We have music from Pete Sutherland, Countercurrent, Anna Patton, and myself. Lissa Schneckenberger reads a poem by Anne Sexton. Nils Fredlin reads a poem by Randy Miller. And Rondi Berg reads a poem by Maureen Flannery. If you'd like to send something into the podcast, make requests, or just say hello, you can reach us at starsintherafters.com. Take care, everyone.
You think you know the country from Missisquoi to Mequon, the trees and the forests and the rivers flowing on. You've heard about the land and the local history too, but to really see it all you need a bird's eye view. Ho, said the crow, for I remember years when the Abenaki people, they fished and hunted here, when muskellunge were many and the tall corn grew. Life was easy pickings from a bird's eye view. From a bird's eye view, there's a lake so blue. Highways and flyways were all connected to a haven and a habitat, a home for humans too. That's the place called Squamton from a bird's eye view. Listen, said the songbird, I'll tell you of the times of the lime rock quarries and the bog iron mines, when marble mills boomed and factory whistles blew. It was a hustle and a bustle from a bird's eye view. Peep, said the poults, out at Tabor's turkey farm. There were 40,000 of us there in one enormous barn. We'd summer on the island where the huckleberries grew, and we'd watch the barges passing from a bird's eye view. From a bird's eye view, there's the lake so blue. Highways and flyways were all connected to a haven and a habitat, a home for humans too. That's the place called Swanton from a bird's eye view. Hi, said the snow goose, high up in the sky. The bird's foot delta, there's a place I recognize. The bays and the wetlands, a world of green and blue. As pretty as a picture from a bird's eye view. Yum, cried the seagull, miles from the sea. Down at Shaggy's parking lot, that's the place to be. Hot and crispy fries, someone always drops a few. Well, it's worth a trip to Swanton from a bird's eye view. From a bird's eye view, there's the lake so blue. Highways and flyways were all connected to a haven and a habitat, a home for humans too. That's the place called Swanton from a bird's eye view. The traffic round the rookery, it makes an awful mess. We're grateful for the refuge, but mighty nervous too. The world is full of danger from a bird's eye view. Honk, cried the swans from the fountain downtown. We swim around and eat, and then we eat and swim around. We watch you making wishes with your dimes and nickels too. Now here's a wish for Swanton from a bird's eye view. From a bird's eye view, there's the lake so blue. Highways and flyways were all connected to a haven and a habitat, a home for humans too. That's the place called Swanton from a bird's eye view.
Young by Anne Sexton. 1,000 doors ago, when I was a lonely kid in a big house with 4 garages, and it was summer, as long as I could remember, I lay on the lawn at night, clover wrinkling under me, the wise stars bedding over me, my mother's window a funnel of yellow heat running out, my father's window half shut, an eye where sleepers pass, and the boards of the house were smooth and white as wax, and probably a million leaves sailed on their strange stalks as the crickets ticked together, and I, in my brand new body, which was not a woman's yet, told the stars my questions and thought God could really see the heat and the painted light, elbows, knees, dreams. Good night.
Thank you. Hilly Skies and Windy Fields by Randy Miller, April 2020. The hilly skies and windy fields of Alstead are stubborn to change seasons, as if they don't want to let go of each season's gifts, not finished with imbibing the flow from each quarter of the year. Spring will have her full measure of fingerling rain and satiny blossoms. Summer sprints unfettered toward full bloom and bushy trees. Fall will have her double rainbow colors, followed by fallen, crumpled leaves. And winter? She holds on to the barren trees tossed by frosty winds and hillsides besieged by blizzard. Stubborn indeed, letting go of seasons. Like the skies and fields of Alstead, I too have been reluctant to change. My rampant spring seemed endless, but finally gave way to the richness of a long summer. Then on to savor the slow splendor of hues that was my autumn, when I found myself leaning into a companion, like a stone wall nestled against a spreading tree. And winter? I've had my blizzard time and skated across rippled mosaic of pond ice. I still lean against that tall tree, though she has closed and died in her own wintry time. Yet I covet this long, cold spell. I, too, want my winter to yield but stubbornly to the next season.
Thank you. A poem by Maureen Tolman Flannery. There is no sleep like that which wraps you closely in folds of well-being, with a baby at the breast, and all that's warm and safe and full of possibility pressed up against you like the sunlight of a future summer.